Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable and to our segment where we look at what's happening on area stages and screens, and we do so with our good friend Sean Stone, who is the digital editor at The Alt. TheAlt.com, a beautiful new production, one of the publication, I should say, one of the great, although I'm sure it's quite a production, too.
It sure is.
One of the great things that we were given in calendar year 2016, so we're enjoying that, and we enjoy having Sean here each and every week, so thank you very much, sir. Where would you like to begin? What have you seen?
I saw the movie Passengers.
Now, I've heard awful things about this movie.
I'm not going to dispute that.
Okay. This is Jennifer Lawrence.
Chris Pratt. It's a science fiction epic. It's about basically an ark that is carrying 5,000 people across the vast ethereal gulf of space, to borrow H.G. Wells, to a new colony planet. Everyone's asleep. 90 years, you wake up, you're on the planet. Meteors hit the ship. That's one problem with the movie. There's no surprises. You know everything that's going on in real time as it happens.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, meteors hit the ship. Things start to go wrong. Chris Pratt wakes up.
Yeah.
And he's alone for a year.
Okay.
And then Jennifer Lawrence wakes up. And then it's like a romance. And then the ship starts to fall apart. And then
they save the ship or try
well,
to.
Well, what's his name? Lawrence Fishburne wakes up. They save the ship. The end. I mean, it's beautiful. I mean, the thing about it is...
You know, we'll get letters of saying, I can't believe that you ruined the ending for me.
Yeah. The ship is beautiful. The designs are beautiful. The special effects are beautiful. But it's enervating, and it's fun while you watch it. And afterward, it's like... and then you think about, well, that was a little misogynist, that particular plot point. Well, far be it for me to spoil it for you, so I won't. But it's pretty. If you want, there's worse things to do than spend 2 hours with Jennifer Lawrence and Chris Pratt, but
yeah,
there's
you're
better
in capable
things.
Hand.
There's better things too.
Yeah, some great films are
out.
Okay. Well, that is Passengers and now playing. Well, we were just talking about this with Graham, of course, but limited fare because of the holiday on Sunday. So,
yeah.
But there's still stuff to do.
There's still stuff to do. Tonight at the Van Dyke in Schenectady, local jazz group, Cliff Brucker and Phil Circle, Full Circle, featuring Leo Russo, he's a sax player, will be celebrating their CD release. They have a new CD. There's two prices to get in. If you pay the higher price, which I don't think is very much, you get the CD.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Okay. That's good.
Time and Space Limited in Hudson gets into the Christmas spirit with a couple of Hitchcock movies. North by Northwest and Dial M for Murder, they're playing tonight and tomorrow night. North by Northwest is at 6 p.m. and Dial M for Murder is at 8:15 p.m.
Good stuff.
The Funny Bone Comedy Club, which is in Crossgates Mall, is hosting comedian Richie Redding. That's tonight at 7:30 and Friday at 10 p.m. I liked his bio because it said... mentioned it's about, you know, his comedy is about living in the big city and he's a recovering alcoholic and he used to be an Ivy Leaguer. And I'm like, you can't recover from that, dude. You're an Ivy Leaguer for life.
You can't recover from that, dude.
That's
yes,
right.
There you go.
The Madison Theater in Albany is showing a double feature of the two television classic specials Frosty the Snowman and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer on the big screen.
Now, I saw that on the marquee as I was driving by two nights ago, and I thought to myself, well, that either would be the coolest thing in the world, or you're going to look at it and say, wow, this animation looks even more horrible on a big screen than it does. Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean. Probably more Frosty than Rudolph
because
you know, that was when Rankin Bass gave up on stop motion.
Yeah, they didn't even really try.
No, it's hand, you know, it's limited hand-drawn animation.
Yeah.
But it could be...
But it should be fun. I mean, it was a great time.
It'll be fun, and I believe the Saturday show is in the afternoon. You should go to their website and check, and they're going to have... someone singing Christmas carols with the kids before the show.
And may I just say something? I'll just add this because I've lived in this region. I've lived and worked in the city of Albany for 30 years. And while it has not been going that long, I had never been to the holiday lights in the park.
Ah.
I finally did that last week.
How was that?
It was one of the most fun things I've done in my life.
There you go.
We had a blast. And I would just think like the perfect night would be going to see these specials and then going through holiday lights in the park.
Yeah, and that runs through January 2nd.
Yeah.
So you've got plenty of opportunities to do it, although I will say it'll be insane on Saturday night, probably.
But
Friday,
you know what?
Saturday.
But it's fine. It gives you more time to take pictures. It's absolutely beautiful.
They actually change the entrance. Normally the entrance is at New Scotland Avenue entrance to the park. They change it down to Willett Street because the traffic backs up so much.
Yeah, I have to say, nothing that I had anything against it. It just was sort of something I never got to.
Right.
But boy, what a great time. They do a beautiful job on that. So I think those two things would be very nice together.
There you go.
Bookend it.
And then on Friday night, MOPCO, the Mop and Bucket Improv Company at their new space in Schenectady, will be doing their spontaneous Broadway thing at 8 o'clock. That's where they take suggestions from the audience and do an instant 45-minute musical.
And just belt out show tunes.
Yep. Friday night at the Palace Theater, the tradition of It's a Wonderful Life. I will definitely go to this because before the movie, they show an assortment of Christmas promos and trailers from days gone by, and like they'll probably have something about Frontier Town, or you know, they have like featurettes, really.
Oh, from local. Oh, that's
local.
Great.
And it's awesome, and the audience loves it.
Really cool.
And then on Monday there is Cafe Lena opens soon, but it doesn't open yet. It opens next week.
Okay.
That show's sold out.
All right.
But this is at the Parting Glass Pub. They're presenting the Racket River Rounders, who do an annual Boxing Day concert. They're Canadian.
Got to celebrate Boxing Day.
We let them do it. We're nice enough to let them do it. Tuesday afternoon at the Mahawi in Great Barrington, they're showing The Jungle Book at 4 o'clock. And I mention this because it's the 1967 Jungle Book.
Good
stuff.
Not
the remake. And it's a delightful movie.
Yes.
Some of the new movies opening are three of them are talked about for Oscars. One is Lion with Dev Patel trying to find his lost family.
Can't wait to see that.
La La Land, which is supposed to be the second coming of Singing in the Rain or something.
Can't wait to see it.
Fences with Denzel Washington and Viola Davis, the great
August Wilson. I love that play, and I've seen it on Broadway. I love the show. So whenever they make a movie of that, you get a little nervous. And then I saw Denzel Washington on 60 Minutes, and I thought, well, this is going to be great.
Yeah.
So I can't wait.
And then we have the comedy, Why Him, in which James Franco plays a nutty billionaire who wants to marry Bryan Cranston's daughter. And I think I would really enjoy this movie if Bryan Cranston, like, killed Franco at the end of it. Or, you know, like caused an accident or somehow broke up the marriage.
Because nothing says the holidays quite like that.
That's right. But unfortunately, it will have a quote-unquote happy ending. So I probably will not see that unless pressed into it by someone else.
So maybe instead of calling it Why Him, they should call it Why Us?
Exactly.
Why do you have to put this on us?
Exactly.
Sean, have a beautiful holiday season. We'll see you back here next Thursday.
You too. Merry Christmas.
And to you. We'll be back with the Congressional Corner after this short break.